This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Today brings a sixth day of protests in Cairo as Egyptians continue to demand the resignation of their authoritarian president, Hosni Mubarak. The much-feared police have left the scene. The army is protecting key buildings and installations. But a frightening kind of lawlessness has taken hold elsewhere in the city. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has been touring the streets of Cairo today, and she filed this report.
All around the city, groups of armed young men like Mark Rafat are out in force.
We're trying to protect our neighborhood over here. Many assaults have been going on through the night. We've been able to capture many thieves.
Vigilante justice has taken hold of the streets, he says. One of the thieves was clubbed to death overnight. The others are being held in a building by other young men of the neighborhood, he says. People are armed with sticks, knives, and guns. The police stations have been looted, and so now those weapons are available to both citizens and criminals. And there are reports of prisons being overrun and inmates escaping. An eyewitness told NPR about one Cairo detention facility where inmates have taken over and were trying to shoot their way out. The police, says Rafat, have simply disappeared, and the army is only protecting strategic locations.
There's no police forces, there's no army. We're trying to protect our neighborhoods before the seas come into our homes and start to assault on our families and sisters and mothers.
Rafat said he had been participating in the demonstrations against Hosni Mubarak, but now he and hundreds of other young men in the neighborhood are standing guard instead.
We're a nightmare now. We don't know where that shall lead us.
Down the main street in the suburb of Giza, at least a dozen shops were looted. Mohammed Fauzi's souvenir shop was completely gutted. Only broken glass remains.
They stole all my shop, everything. Maybe more than 100 people, they have weapons. That's why I can't do anything. Some people, they doesn't love Egypt.
So I'm driving through the streets of Cairo, and this is a Sunday. It's the start of the working week. And what we're seeing is that most of the shops are shuttered. There are a lot less people out and about. And the shops that are open, people are crowding in, trying to get supplies, predicting the worst.
One of the few bakeries that was open was jammed with people stocking up. Khalid Tekki had also been taking part in the protests, but today he was trying to get food and supplies for his family.
Definitely the shops will close, and I'm worried about this. You can say for now it exists, but tomorrow, or day after tomorrow, I don't think so.
Cairo's always been a major tourist destination, and many foreign visitors have been stranded. The British and American embassies are advising their citizens to leave and are organizing additional flights to evacuate them. In the meantime, many hotels are locked down. Joyce Lamphere and her husband Marvin are from San Francisco.
I've never been in a situation like this before.
One of the people on the tour said yesterday, like the MasterCard ad, camel ride, $5. Boat river, cruise, $50. Revolution, priceless.
And still the protests continue. In Tahrir Square, many of the people gathered there say they will fight on, unappeased by Mubarak's move yesterday to appoint a vice president, Omar Suleiman, and a prime minister. It's the first time in his rule that he's done so. Ahmed Musleh was among the demonstrators.
Omar Suleiman is like Mubarak. They are two faces of the same coin, actually.
The other protesters here echoed that, saying Mubarak, his son Gamal, and now Suleiman must go.
No more Suleiman.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Cairo.